From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. You're listening to Morning Edition. Good morning. It is Tuesday, April 7th at 8:54, almost 8:55. And we have Chip Nellinger on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Chip.
Good morning, Kimberly. Kind of a mixed bag in here, very quietly awaiting some of the deadlines imposed by President Trump against Iran. Those, as of right now, look to be imposed at 7 p.m. Central tonight, unless there is some fresh news that moves those. So all eyes are on the energy markets and crude oil. Right now, the grains are pretty quiet. May corn down 1.5 at 452.5. That's a couple cents off of the lows of the day, close to the middle of the day's range so far. July corn down 1.75, 463.5. September down a penny at 468. December down 0.75, 482.25, with the March of 27 contract down 0.5 cent. 494 even. Trade of both sides of unchanged in beans, currently a little bit higher. May beans up 2 cents, 11.68¾. The July contract up 2 cents, 11.85¼. August beans up 1¾ at 11.80. September up a penny, 11.58½. November up 0.75 cents at 11.57¾. January 27 up 0.75, 11.67¾. Soy products are mixed. Nearby May soy meal down 30 cents a ton, 316.30. May soy oil started lower, now up 33 points at 70.28, following the crude oil market higher. The wheat market seeing some strength as well. Crop conditions yesterday still showing crop conditions across the U.S. Central Plains and Southern Plains going lower, and that's providing a little bit of support to the wheat market. May Chicago up 3¼ at 598.5. The July contract up 3.609¾. May Kansas City up 1¾ at 6.10, with the July Kansas City up 2.5, 6.26¼. The nearby Minneapolis spring wheat contract up 2¾, 6.61½. In the case of the livestock markets, very similar, quiet action. The cattle market higher yesterday, pretty impressive rally, led by expectations that box beef and cash still holding together fairly well, and will help support the front end of the cattle market. April live cattle right now up 97 at 248.90. June's up 35 at 247.37. August live cattle up 15 at 243.02. And then you get to the back months a little bit lower here, down 15 in the October, 237.97. December live cattle down 32 at 237.20. Feeders have been really kind of the leader to the upside here recently. May feeders up 15 at 370.50. August feeders up 20 at 370.02. October feeders up 15 at 365.42. And in the case of hogs, we do see a little bit of weakness here. Very narrow range so far, only a 40 cent range here in the front month. But April lean hogs down one tick right now, 90.45. The Junes are down 17 at 107.52. July lean hogs down a nickel, 109.90. And the October's up 15 at 93.30. These outside markets very much being watched very closely right now. The S&P down 41 right now at 66.10. The front month crude oil contract in the case of the May up $3.63 a barrel at 116.05. That is a new high for this move, and very closely watched with what's happening obviously in Iran and what will happen this evening with the deadline looming very large in all the commodity markets minds right now. Metals also a little bit lower, with the gold market down $11 an ounce, 46.73, and the silver market down $1.38 at 71.49 right now, Kimberly.